Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it, Asbury Park style. Well, I always say this, it's another wonderful Thursday evening. And actually, it's earlier than on my usual shows. I usually do my shows at 5:30. But actually, because Mr. Franco Corzo had a previous engagement, I moved it up a half an hour. And however, I don't see him in my studio yet, and I sent us two reminders, as I always do for my guests. So, I'm not really sure what kind of a show we're going to have this evening. I'll keep a lookout on my studio and make sure that the minute I get a phone call that, we go ahead and do the show. Now, I've never done this before, but I usually don't do a show in December either because December 9th is my birthday, and I usually take off December. But I had seen Franco Corzo on TV and heard his wonderful, wonderful voice. They call it the voice of romance. So I had never heard, even from way back Frank Sinatra days, there are some fabulous, fabulous male vocalists. Since, I've got a few years on me, so I have heard many, many wonderful, wonderful, excellent singers. Frank Sinatra was one of my mother's favorites and my favorites and so many people all over the world, but there's many, many, and I won't go into naming them all because you all know who they are anyway. I'm going to put it out there. That if I don't get a call within the next few minutes, maybe the next 4 minutes or 5 minutes, if any of my previous guests are listening and would like to give a call in, that would be nice. I might even call someone and have them do the show. And then if Franco comes on, then he's going to have to share the show because I really don't want to just talk the whole time myself. I mean, after all, I do talk a lot. I have my chatter teeth in front of me to remind me of that fact. I think that I always joke around and say my family's song for me is, "You talk too much, you worry me to death. You talk too much, you even worry my pet." Well, anyway, that song. So as I said, if I don't get a call in within the next few minutes, I may just have to make a phone call and have someone else on my show. And I really have a few people in mind, actually. So, Mr. Corzo, Franco, I sent you reminders, and I requested that you call in at 5:00. But, I know how the music business is, and I know you had an engagement. That's why we had to make it earlier anyway. And if you are unavailable, I understand that that's show business. So I'm going to go grab my phone, my other phone, so that I can make a phone call and maybe have someone else on my program tonight, and chat for a little bit. And then I'll do what I was going to do that I thought about. And then I said, no, I want to spend more time on this. But I'll talk about my nonprofits a lot tonight because I have 10 of the best not-for-profit organizations in the state of New Jersey. So if everybody will hold on for one moment while I go get my other phone to make a phone call, that would be great. Thank you so much. I'll talk while I'm going because my phone isn't that far away in my studio. Let's just go over and get it right now. Okay, I've got my phone, and I think I'm going to call since it's like, let me look at my watch. I mean, I have the time on my studio, so I've been talking already for like almost 5 minutes. So we'll give it another maybe 5 minutes. And then if I don't see Mr. Corzo come into my studio, then I will just go ahead. I will call a surprise guest and see if I can get a surprise guest on my show. So we'll give it another few minutes. Anyway, as I'm waiting, I want to wish everyone the most wonderful Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah, whatever it is that you celebrate this time of year. I celebrate every day that I wake up. As I'm getting older, and I just had a birthday on the 9th, and I said, well, now I'm going backwards. I'm not going forward. No more, you know, adding a year on every year. No, no, it's going to go backwards. And I had a friend say, I said, oh, I'll just go back 1 year at a time. And I had a friend said, no, 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 go back 10 years, a decade, start there and then go backwards. But I thought it's pretty funny. They say it's not, you know, what it's not baby-like to give your age away, but, you know, I always tell my age because I think I look so, you know, wonderful for my age. If I didn't, I wouldn't do that. Anyway, okay, enough with that. It's been like, I think it's been 5 minutes. Let me see. Yeah, it's been 5 minutes. I'm going to make a phone call. So I'm going to have to tell them, hey, whoever I'm calling, you're on the air. So let's see if I can get, let's see if I can get someone here. So, as you're waiting, just please stay tuned and don't go away. I hope I get an answer. I hope somebody answers the phone. We'll see what happens. This is a new experience from, you know what? I want Billy to be on my show tonight. You're on live right now, on the air live. My guest did not call into my studio tonight, so I'm on live on the radio, and I wanted to know if Billy would call me and be a guest on my radio show. Oh, well, if you would give him a holler and say, would you be on the show? The number is 213 that he would call, 943-3559. And the minute I see him in the studio, he'll be live on the radio with me. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you. Bye-bye. So that was my sister-in-law, Michelle Ryan, who I adore, who I love and adore. And my brother actually is in meditation right now, and that's a good thing to do for all of us. I must say I fall short on that. What I like to do to meditate is go down to either Asbury, the boardwalk where I grew up, and just look at the ocean. And I used to go out, I was a rock lobster, remember the B-52s? Yeah, I would go down there, you know, rock lobster, and I would like get on the jetty and go out to the jetty and sit and just listen to the waves and coming in and out of all of the rocks. And then I go down to Pier Village because I'm actually right in the center where I live. I'm in the center of Asbury Park and Pier Village, Long Branch. And it's really beautiful down there too. So I go down and they have a gazebo and I go under this gazebo under the gazebo because I'm very fair and I don't like to get sunburned. And I sit there and they have a railing and I hold onto the railing and I sit right on the boards there, right on the boardwalk. And I just listen to the waves and watch the waves. And it's just really, really peaceful. It really puts me into a peaceful place. And my sister, one of my sisters, I have so many, there's four sisters, I have four brothers. One of my brothers is in heaven right now, Bobby, my younger twin, Irish twin, I call him. But anyway, she likes to go down really early in the morning. I'm not a morning person, but she goes down and she takes photographs and she meditates by the ocean as well. And her photographs are beautiful. I really enjoy seeing them. So we'll see if my brother will break his meditation to come on the show. I don't know if he'll come on the show. I've never really invited my brother to come on the show. And so we'll see if he gave the right number. I think I did. And we'll just wait. So while we're waiting to see if Billy calls in, while we're waiting here, I will talk about my nonprofits for a little bit. Well, I was also wishing everybody a very safe, too, a happy Merry Christmas. And I will throw in there that my wish for this Christmas and my prayer for this Christmas is for, of course, more world peace and for people to really, I see it a lot all the time on Facebook, to be calm, you know, and chill out. And just get back to where it was, what we're supposed to do, and that's care about each other and not be hurting each other because there's been so much bad news. Oh, yes, here we go. Hold on. Well, good evening, Brother Billy Ryan, the guitar man. How are you?
I'm okay. Liking this weather in New Jersey.
Oh, please, I know. But I'm so glad that you joined me. Now, I didn't give you much of a promo, so I'm going to just say a very few words about you, and then I'm going to ask you one question, and we're just going to have some fun. And if Mr. Corzo calls in, I'll let him come on and say hello. But Mr. Corzo is on TV. I saw him. He's a singer, a very singer from Italy, and they call him the voice of romance. But who I have on the phone right now, and I've been thinking about doing this for a long time, is my brother, my older brother, Billy Ryan, who is known as the Guitar Man, and he's second on the monument in Asbury Park, so he's going to have to listen to me bragging about him because he's very humble. And also, he just played recently for a friend of his, and it's so good to see. And he played with Roost in April, too, on stage, because he's one of the upstage players. So I called, and this is my brother Billy, and most of you know him anyway. So welcome, Billy. My one question that I have for you is, who influenced you most while you were growing up, and why? And it can be about anything. It doesn't have to be music related. Or
well, I think I know what influenced me as far as a musician, and that's when I saw a guitar man named Billy Butler played live in 1959, and that changed my life. So that's was my, and he's remained my main influence throughout my whole life. So those feelings and that sense of awe and inspiration must have been the real thing, because they're still there today. And that's my answer, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, that's good. That's good. And what type of music did he do, and from what era was he from?
He was a jazz, blues, rock and roll player, and was featured on many records as a recording artist. And he was Bill Doggett's guitar player for about 6 or 7 years when he was at his height. And he also played jazz along with organ trios. And actually, he was a prolific jazz guitar player, but also was able to play blues and rhythm and blues, and was on a lot of records with Freddie King, and was a studio man in the from the early 50s until his death. And when he died, the years before he died, he had stopped being a touring musician, and he played on Broadway with the bands in the pit. So he was very yeah, in New York City. He was a member of the New York City Musicians Local. And that's what he did, and he taught. And he lived in Teaneck, New Jersey, which I didn't find out until a year after he died that he was right around the corner.
Oh, wow, that's too bad that you never got to really meet him and play with him. Was he from New Jersey originally? Was he from New Jersey originally?
No, I believe he was from Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. There's a lot of great musicians from Philadelphia as well. That's a big music town for sure, I guess. So,
well, he was a touring musician. When it was very hard to tour for minorities, because they just weren't accepted and put up as well as other people.
Oh, I see.
So,
okay.
So that was a
great
hard gig back then. It was a really hard gig to do, was be on the road, you know. And so being those people persevered, it was their music that rose above whatever other, you know, inconveniences they had.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So anyway,
I remember watching.
That's the story of Billy Butler. But my other influence was West Montgomery, too. And I was able to achieve that kind of jazz chops. So I stayed playing whatever I could play slow.
Now
I'm getting slower. The older I get, the slower I get.
I told everybody how humble you are. So, but everybody knows what a great guitarist you are. So,
well, there's no humility in my. There isn't any humility in our family because I have it all.
Exactly. No, you're. That's right. You do. I'll agree with you there. Well, that's why I have to like always brag about everybody. But at least, you know, I don't self brag too much. I don't think. I brag about everybody else. In 5 years, I've bragged about like all the great musicians in Asbury Park. So I'm sure they really appreciate that. And I really mean it. I'm really sincere. People that I ask to come on my show, and I never thought of having. I mean, I have thought about having family members, but I was waiting for something really special, and I guess tonight was the special time to ask you because you are back in New Jersey. You're usually not here. Usually in Vermont. And it's good to have you here and see you, you know, out playing. I know people really enjoy it, and they know who you are. So, and you know, you went on tour with James Cotton Blues Band because I have to say it because you won't. And then you went on tour with Clarence Clemons and the Bank Rockers for a year and a half. And I know that Bruce wanted you bad. I know that, but you know, you were 5 years older and you decided not to do that. So. You know, it is what it is, but when did you first pick up a guitar? At what age? Because you're only really a few years older than me, but I'm so, like, was into what I was doing with my ice skating or whatever else it was. I don't remember you playing. I mean, I remember you playing really young, but I don't know exactly how old you were.
Between 12 and 13.
Okay, that's not what I thought, but I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to be liable for saying the wrong
age. Well, no, I'm not liable. Between 12 and 13, and I don't know the exact thing, but it might have been 12 because I remember picking up a cowboy guitar that had 3 strings on it and instead of 6, and I was able to play a song on it. Along with the radio, and it was probably 1958, which when I was in 8th grade, or I might have been in 7th grade. So I might have been younger. I might have been 11. I don't know. But I don't, because I know later on that my father and mother bought my brother Bobby a guitar for Christmas, and he didn't have any interest in it. So I took it, and then I said, wow, I have a guitar to play now with 6 strings, and I just played every day to storm things.
Right.
In the beginning, my fingers hurt, but they haven't hurt since because I just kept playing. And once you play for like 15 or 20 years and or longer, you don't have to play to.
No, you're right.
Your calluses are in. In your fingers, they're not going anywhere.
For sure.
Underneath.
I can attest to that because, taught me my first few chords on the guitar, and then Bobby did though become interested in the guitar and started playing, and
yes,
was pretty darn,
yeah, he did.
Darn good. And he was a great slide guitar player. I remember that.
Yeah.
And he sang and wrote
sure
songs,
was.
But he was so shy. He was very shy. So he'd he would do it like for me when I was busy. You are too. You're right. You remind me of like the Eric
I was
Clapton
shy,
type
and then I don't know in 2000 when I got my own band, I got over it. But I was always shy before that, so I was shy most of my life.
Right.
You know,
I'm not.
I was,
I
like,
get up here and I
want
to take over. No, because you never would let me. I would always say, let me sing. And
No.
I would bring my guitar and you would go, oh, no, that's okay. But anyway.
I don't let anybody.
Well, you better. Oh, you only get asked to play. That's what it is. That's right. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what.
Well, I never ask anybody.
You better get a hold.
You're in a good crowd. you're in a good crowd.
Well, yeah, but
even
now when I go to the clubs, Yeah, but now when I go into clubs, people like my friend Bob Tolding, like he'll invite me up. They'll go, oh, Ryan Mox, get up here on the stage and we'll do the same song for like 8 minutes. I have a lot of fun. I sang with Bobby Bandiera. I've sang with so many people. You know, I don't want to go through all of them. John Eddy, you name them, I've sang with them. Eddie Testa all
the time. Well, it's been nice to interview you.
I guess you have to ask most of my the people who have been on my show. Oh, I have these chatter teeth in front of me. Actually, the real old thing, if you remember them. Hold on. I do this every now and then. But it doesn't help much. Because my song, like I said, is You Talk Too Much. That's what I tell my audience. But listen to this. Here we go. Now, they're supposed to let me know to shut up. But I didn't tell you. Yeah, if I talk too much, just say, hey, Nancy, I'd like to say something.
Person speak the other night for 45 minutes on how he wasn't supposed to be talking anymore.
That's
called an oxymoron. It's an oxymoron.
Yeah.
He wouldn't shut up, and he kept saying, I've got to be quiet. I've got to be quiet. And he just kept saying it for like 45 minutes. I've got to slow down. I've got to be quiet. And I went, wait a minute.
Maybe that was his mantra.
So when he started talking about going in the closet, that's when I started getting worried.
Oh, my gosh. That is funny.
It was funny. Yeah, it was funny.
But look, with Light of Day coming up, I just heard today and I hear the stuff that even though, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm going to hear it sooner or later. But I hear that they're doing a thing for Clarence Clemens. So get in touch.
Yeah.
And be there because you were one of the members. JT's going to sing, and it says, you know, JT, a former member of Clarence Clemens. So you might have already heard about it and been contacted. I don't know if they're going to do the same thing
I haven't.
The Tiki.
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, you just better call them up and say you're being able to see it. I think it's the opening day of Light of Day. I think it's, I don't know, it's coming right up. I don't know what day exactly.
Well, I'll find out.
January.
I'll find out. I don't know whether. I don't think I'm involved in any of those projects this year, but you know.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well,
I have a lot of things to do, and I've got to start practicing and try to get something together so I can appear in public again around here. And
I certainly know every single. I mean, I'm telling you, 5 years worth of interviewed all of the best top fans in this area, so if you just even put it out there that you're available, I'm sure you'd be getting lots and lots and lots of calls. But getting back to the music thing, I mean, I really admired and what you were saying about touring bands years ago. I watched some excellent movies, and I wish I had written their names down, but excellent I'm just getting messages oh my god, from Franco Corso. He just woke up. He just said he just woke all in then. I mean, he can call in and say hello. Franco, you can call in and say hello, but I can't text him now because I have a beautiful USB microphone that I use for my studio that's going directly into my studio. But I also use my cell phone to call people on so they can call. They call into the studio number, but I use it as well because that's the only way my voice will really go and connect to my studio. So we're live on the air, and Franco, you know, I don't know if you're listening, but if you are, call in, because I actually tried to call him earlier, and the number that I wrote down, I have a little dyslexia, maybe it was not the right number, but what it is, so we'll just keep talking. But I've seen some movies. One of them was called Crossroads. I don't know if you ever saw that movie, but wow, was that awesome. And it was about, I think it was jazz and blues, and it was, like, fantastic, these two guitarists. It was this one particular guitar player, though, and it showed how hard it was. And he was a black jazz musician, and it showed his life, like, and how they would, oh, my God, travel in these old cars before they're, you know, they couldn't afford airplanes and things, so they would travel all over and play in these clubs for, you know, just a little bit of money. But those clubs were packed back in the day in these movies. you know, and it was great. It was the life is not glamorous. That's what I guess I'm trying to say. And as much as I love singing and writing and playing guitar, it was never for me, or I would have done it. I would have really forced myself into, I would have forced myself into a band or created my own band. But I knew how, from seeing you as well, I knew how hard it was. I mean, it's not an easy life by any stretch of the imagination. Even for, you know, people that have made it, it's a tough life. It really is. So.
Oh, I loved LaRue.
I
loved LaRue. I loved being on the road.
And you did it. You did it. So, but did you want?
But I loved it. I thought it was a great way to live. If you're gonna play music, that's the only place to, for a person to be. But I had experiences, and then no more experiences. But I hold, you know, every moment that I was on the road is like was important to me.
Right. Of course.
And
I
created my own road gig by becoming a photographer, and so I traveled myself. So I was on the road, doing my own thing.
So I
never stopped going on the road, really.
On the road
so
again.
Sometimes it. Sometimes it ends, but it doesn't necessarily have to end for the rest of your life. Sometimes it's a time for it, and sometimes there isn't in people's lives. Some people stay on the road their whole lives, you know, and that's cool too. But it's not a necessity in life to be on the road. That's for sure.
Right.
It's not,
I knew a lot of bands. Consider myself a troubadour. I sang on the streets, and I sang, you know, on the beach and in parks. And I loved doing that. And I did my fair share of singing. Like, people knew me at 18 years old as a singer-songwriter in and around Asbury. So even though I didn't, like, join a band and go, I always sang at the piano bars and things like that, and I loved that. You know, I was singing with Steve Lusardi and his dynamic duo. And any place I could sing, I would sing at Chris C's. And everyone would love it. I played once, actually, and Dickie Betts backed me up at the place called My Father's Mustache. I don't know if you know any of this. These stories about my musical career, and I sang in California a lot too. And what I really enjoyed the most was when I recorded, and when I went in to record my songs, and when at 40, when I first heard my song "Can It Be Real" played on the radio on a country radio station, I went, "Wow!" I mean, I was really impressed. I am patting myself on the back, but I was impressed with myself that they would even play my music on the radio. And now I have a song that's number two for 4.5 years, you know, on Reverb Nation. So I know that I attribute Mommy, especially Daddy as well, because he loved music. You know, he really did. He maybe didn't want us to do it because he knew how hard it was, and he wanted us maybe to have a different type of a life. But I remember I gave him for Christmas once, I gave him an album that had the baton in it because he liked to be a conductor. And, of course, Mommy being the singer, I think that she gave us a lot of her talent. So, but I was going to say something about one more thing about music, Billy, and then I do have other questions for you. But when I got to even go in the studio with your friend, who you turned me on to, Jeff Levine, and he helped me record my album. That was addicting. I mean, that was like, wow, I could just do this forever, because I was the type that, you know, I'd written about 100 songs. I would be up at night and just writing all these songs. You know, I had that passion. But I didn't have that passion to be lugging my guitar around and getting up on a stage. I really admire you, and I admire every single artist I've had on my show for their passion and their persistence and their hard work. I think I'm just basically lazy. But getting back to you, Billy, I know that you were accepted, tell me if I'm right or wrong, to go to Juilliard. I mean, is that a true story, or is that just something that
that's not a true story at all.
All right, how's this story then? Did you play at Birdland in New York City?
No.
Where did these rumors come from? I think people were making a lot of rumors about you.
Well, that's called fake news.
Yeah, I guess it's promo. Someone was promoting you.
I don't know. You know, it's a fish story.
So.
Catch a fish and it gets bigger every day.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Fish story. I'm familiar with all those from Daddy being a fisherman and all that. So what are some of the, tell us about your photography and how that started, because your photography is fabulous, and I wish you would sell some of it and get it around out there.
Well, photography fulfills a musical, creative hole that I had when I quit playing music every once in a while, and then I fill it with other creative things, and so I started photographing, and if you photograph long enough, you'll get some good pictures. That's all I can say, and that's what I did.
Right.
I just photographed constantly every day for years, and sooner or later, you say, well, that's either good or bad. And it's hard to recognize what is good in your work and what's not good. It takes a long time to understand and get a direction for yourself that you feel comfortable with. So it takes years. It really does. And it's not the camera. It's the person's eye. It's everything in the eye.
Right.
It doesn't matter what camera you have. You can take a good photograph.
I agree with you.
Most people take pictures. Photographers don't take pictures. They photograph light. And so most people don't understand that, that subject matter means nothing. It's you alter it by photographing the light that's shining on something.
Mm-hmm.
And two pictures in a different, the same picture and the same picture in two different light. two different lights are totally two different photographs, even though it's the same exact picture.
Right. Well, I remember that when you had you took it though to the limit. You had a black room and everything, right? And you were like doing your own
dark room.
Your own right. And then you were doing some really interesting things, a dark room, right? You were doing some really interesting with your things with your photographs too. So you took it beyond just like looking in the lens with I know Ansel Adams.
No, I became a professional photographer.
You did,
A professional fine art photographer, and I was fairly successful with it. Even though I didn't take it on the road, I was on the road photographing all the time.
Right.
But what I didn't do was I didn't promote my work, and I have no interest in that, and still don't. I have no interest in making any money or whatever. But I'm no Danny Clinch, so that's all I can tell you.
I was going to bring up Danny Clinch. So I had Danny on my show about 4 months ago. And, if you haven't been down there to the studio, Billy, have you been down to his studio? It's in the Asbury.
No.
It's right facing the ocean,
I
and
haven't.
It's all glass. And you would love
I've heard about
it. I'm going to take you over there. I've been there so many times. And he invited me to. He said, Nancy, anytime you want, get your guitar and come on down. They also have jam sessions on Saturdays between, I think it's, let me think now. Maybe 4 in the afternoon till 11 at night. They have musicians that go in, and I know the girl that kind of, if you wanted to play down there, you could just make a call. And I know his assistant too, Tina, who's wonderful, and she has all of her furniture in there, retro and fabulous furniture. It's a great place to go and hang out. And the photography, of course, is Danny's great. I met him in 2013, so he was on my show, and I also had Frank DeFranco on my show twice, and he's also one of the best photographers. I love him. But I love photography, too, and I put my stuff on Jersey Shore. I'm an amateur photographer. I put some of my photos on Jersey Shore New Jersey Shore Photographers Club. And I can't believe it, but Frank Sifanko was going, "Great photo, Nancy." And I'm like, "Wow, Frank, from you, that really is something." Because I take pictures with my iPhone, you know, my iPhone 7. And I do have a Canon camera that I used to always use. But all of us love taking pictures. Bobby was like a wildlife, fabulous photographer. Gina loves taking pictures. She takes pictures every day down at the beach. So I think we are all, we've got so much creativity going. And, of course, everyone has is creative in their own way and in their
people
own.
People have the photographic bug today because they can take really good pictures with their quality pictures with their cell phones. So it's a lot more.
Right.
It's a lot easier because you don't have to shoot film and take it to be developed and then buy prints.
Right.
You can have a digital image right away and store it in the digital library. So everybody's a photographer today.
Yeah, it's great. And yeah, it's great. And you can edit it right then and there. You can crop it. You can lighten it up. You can change the color. You can do whatever you want with it. So, yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
They even have an attachment now for the
You can ruin your own photographs.
Well, you know what? Yeah,
that's what I say.
The Zoom doesn't help. I mean, the Zoom doesn't really work on the iPhones, but now they have something that you attach to your phone that will do the Zoom. Another great photographer in the area, by the way, is a friend of mine who was on my show as well, is Jeff Crispy. And he is the only, he only photographs, and he's been doing it for 38 years now, I think, or something. He's only photographs artists, and he travels all over, and his photographs are really fabulous. He's won the best photographer of the year like 3 or 4 years in a row at the Asbury Music Awards. So am I talking too much? I don't think so.
Well, I've really got to end this because I've got to eat something pretty soon. And so,
well, I've never had anybody quit my show because they're hungry. But then again, I've never had my brother on.
This is always the first time.
Yeah, that's the truth. No, I had somebody, it's funny, I had something worse. My friend Bob Holding, he calls me 2 minutes before the show. I'm on my way to the Lakers. I don't know what game it was. He says, "I'm pulling a lot on the side of the road." I go, "You know, I spent 5 hours promoting this show and you're going to pull on the side of the road." And he goes, "Oh, and I can only do like a 20-minute show." And the show is like, you know, 40 minutes. I said, "You're absolutely out of your mind." Anyway. But he's a great friend of mine anyway. And then afterwards he said, "Get a word in edgewise anyway." I said, "Well, that's because you didn't care about my show." No. Anyway, Billy, that's okay because I don't have that much time left anyway. I have 7 minutes and I have 10 non-for-profits to promote in the state of New Jersey.
Okay.
The best ones. But thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on my show. And it was really a great show. And listen, why don't you text me a few of your fabulous photographs?
I don't text. I don't have.
Can I?
I don't have a phone.
Oh wait.
I don't have
a
cell phone.
Can you
email
me?
Email.
Email me, or even can I? You can tell me if I go to your Facebook page. You can tell me which photographs I can use, and I'll take a few, because I'm going to put a few of you on stage, and then I can put some of your photography, because this is going to be promoted now, you know, all over the world, on about 150 group pages, and all over in Italy and Spain and everywhere on Bruce's page, 17 pages I promote for 2.5 years. Bruce, thank you. He's not the administrator, but thank you to all the administrators that you love my show, Nancy Ryan. You know, Ryan rocks it Asbury Park style. I really appreciate your support. Billy, thanks again. And thank you, Michelle, for interrupting Billy's meditation. Have a wonderful dinner, and I'll see you Christmas time.
Okay.
Okay, Billy,
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
Okay. And I'll see you soon. Okay. Bye-bye, brother Billy. Okay, Chris.
All right. Have a great day.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Billy. Bye-bye. Well, that was my brother, Billy. And bye-bye. And, you know, I've been wanting to have him on my show. I've been in radio for 5 years now. That's a long time. And, you know, and I just didn't know, you know, when I was going to do it. I just thought, how am I going to do it? He really is a humble guy. And I didn't know, you know, if he was, some people really don't want to do live talk radio. So I didn't know if he was going to call in or not. And I'm so happy that he did, because I didn't want to talk, you know, the whole time. I bore myself. So now it's time in my show, a very special time in my show that I love to do every Thursday. And it is my not-for-profits. And each one of them, other than one, has been on my show, a guest of my show, and who I support continually. And I hope that some of you will get involved with them with your time, talents, or your contributions, whatever it is. And they are Minister Steve Brigham, Penn City of Lakewood, Gregory and Karen Nixon, Helping Hands of New Jersey, Allison Saho, City of Angels Recovery Radio, Bev Cruz, Hit the Streets for the Homeless, Carlos Rodriguez, Director of the Food Bank of Monmouth and Ocean Counties, Paul A. Ressler, President and CEO of TUPAC, which is the Overdose Prevention Agency Corporation, Mr. Tim McClune, founder of Holiday Express, an excellent restaurateur. And, of course, I always enjoy when I go to his place, the supper club upstairs on the boardwalk in Asbury. I just love it there. And from what I hear now, they have a new, I'm not sure what the name of it is, but downstairs has been totally renovated. So stop on over and say hello to all of the wonderful musicians that entertain there downstairs as well as upstairs. Patricia Ario, artist. And she has her own studio now and a Facebook page, so please go. Even just Google her. I call her the Chili Artist, but she is so much more than the Chili Artist. She's just a wonderful, wonderful artist. Philip Richards, director of the Jersey Shore Rescue Mission in Asbury Park. And they're right on Memorial Drive. And they have a fabulous, fabulous thrift store. And they have many, many wonderful programs. They're a Christian-based rescue mission. If you need any help whatsoever or direction, please give them a call, and they will help you out. So those are my not-for-profits. I look forward this year in taking on another non-state of New Jersey. Hopefully, it's going to be a California not-for-profit, and they are friends of mine and dear to my heart. So I'm hoping that we'll get that going, and you'll hear all about it. And before I close my show, I want to give a special thank you to my very first sponsor in my radio show. And she's giving me this beautiful Hollywood smile, because I am doing some movies now. And her name is Dr. Ina Silman, and her husband own 3 dentist offices, and the most recent one is Smiles on Broadway in Long Branch, New Jersey. And I'm telling you, she is not only fabulous at what she does, she's fast. I love it. You are in and out. No more hours in a dentist chair. My second sponsor is Dr. David Marin, and he is a chiropractor and the owner of Marin Wellness Center. He is located in Shrewsbury, New Jersey, off of Avenue of the Americas. And they also do they have a therapist there, and they have a physical therapist, a doctor, Dr. Yoshi. So, and they also have someone that does acupuncture. So please go to them. They've helped me out enormously. When I've had problems with my back, I go and see them, and they fix me right up. So everyone, again, I'm sorry that my guest, Franco Corzo, TV personality, celebrity, wonderful guy, a singer. Unfortunately, he did send me a message while I was on the phone, you know, doing my show with my brother, Billy Ryan, the guitar man. But he did not call in, or we could have said hello to him. And, you know, perhaps we can schedule another show down the line. But for tonight, for Thursday night, and for the winter coming upon us, I just want to wish again everyone a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and stay safe, stay warm. God bless everybody. All right, till next time. Bye-bye, everybody. I was on time tonight for the first time in years. oh, my podcast providers are going to love me. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. Good night, everyone. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, and thank you for all you do for me. And Hamilton Radio, a big shout out to them, Gene Pirro. And yes, to Mr. Rodriguez, yeah. Take care. Bye-bye. God bless.